I didn't think that you could become more of a scary monster than you already were.
Oh yeah.
And then you went and got extensions in your hair.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I haven't even talked about it. Dude.
How's it been with the hair?
I'm so hot now. I don't even need to have opinions anymore. This relationship is doomed. Oh, that was fast.
Get out of here.
We were on the plane!
I'm your girlfriend. You know, you should trust me.
All right. Hey, y'all. It's Lace.
It's Catherine, and this is a meaties episode of Cheaties Podcast.
That's right. It's full of meat, y'all. We're like Arby's. We have the meats. Okay?
We got the meat in our comedy careers right now.
Yeah, it's...
We're at the meat on that.
Yeah, we're at a meaty, meaty time in our careers. Speaking of meat and a meaty experience, you are... Where are you right now, KB? Where?
I'm in New York City.
Oh, no. Is it making you...
Am I itty? It's so itty-bitty. It's so itty-bitty, this little room we're in.
The hotel rooms? It's crazy how small they are in New York. For as much money?
Yeah.
It's insane. I'm like,
are we in Europe?
Yeah.
This isn't. I said, what do you do in... What do you do at McDonald's?
I've worked there, so what part do you mean?
What is it? What's the giant order?
What?
When you say when you want a bigger order, supersize.
Oh God, what are you talking? I was like, a catering order? Who orders catering?
I said Fairfield
from McDonald's.
Fairfield Inn in the financial district supersized me, and they said, "We gotcha."
Yeah.
And they gave me three extra feet.
Yeah,
it's itty bitty, but it's... I don't care. I'm so excited. I just got here. You're coming up tomorrow. We got to talk about what you're doing tonight.
Yeah,
and why you're coming up day of.
Yeah.
Also, I'm here shooting Fallon tomorrow. Very excited. We'll talk about it.
I'm sorry. Repeat that for the audience so they hear it very clearly.
Oh, sorry. People get confused. They don't know. Jimmy Fallon, he's the host of The Tonight Show.
Yes.
And I'm doing a little segment. I'm doing stand-up for the second time on there. So we know Kelly Clarkson's on the show, too. And a name...
I didn't know that. Wait, I'm just now finding out who the other guests are.
Oh, yeah, you'll be there.
Kelly Clarkson's going to be there?
Kelly Clarkson's going to be there.
I might cry. I think my eyes just teared up. I know. Oh, my God. Like, I voted for her on American Idol. I know you were in utero when she was on American Idol, but I was in college, and I voted for her. I was so excited. Oh my God.
I think she's my number one American Idol contestant in my heart.
Hands down. Hands down. The best
she's
one
America's.
Ever.
I know Carrie Underwood probably maybe some... people's number one, but...
But wait, Carrie didn't win, though, right? Wasn't she a runner-up? Wasn't her and Jennifer Hudson runners-up? They never won the whole thing.
Hudson. I don't know. I never know.
I think they never won the whole thing. I don't know that they were ever... It doesn't matter. But the thing is with Kelly Clarkson, she set the standard so high for, like... Mm-hmm. We got this young girl with this fun attitude. She's middle America. She's just trying her fucking best. She's doing hair. There was a point in time where she was living in her car. She was living in her car for a while. She was just trying to make it. And she had this hidden talent, you know, that the America was like, are you freak? A hairdresser sings like that. And then just, it's like no one else could meet that standard again after we saw that. I'm so excited I could cry right now. That is...
Remember, and then she did awesome. Kelly and Jason.
And oh, the from...
That's...
From Justin to Kelly.
That
was the movie. But, you know, that's fine. You say it like my mom tries to remember movies. You know, then she did Jason Loves Kelly. What? Nope. From Justin to Kelly, the worst movie ever made of all time.
I remember that. It was like a Disney Channel original movie, but they put it in theaters.
Oh, I'm so mad.
It was below an S Club 7 movie.
I just heard her in an interview the other day talk about how desperately she didn't want to do that.
Really?
She begged to not do it. Nobody wanted to do it. Her and Justin Guarino both were like, nope.
Was he an American Idol contestant?
He was the second. He was her runner up.
Oh my God.
It came but down to the two of them. And that's why, like, but their
but
contract.
But the movie wasn't about their actual lives. It was like fictional characters.
No. Yeah. They were trying to do like a, like those old school movies from like the 50s where it was like, you know, like Annette Funicello and what's his face? Like those beach movie stars from the 50s. Yes. Like that's what they were trying to do. And it was just bad. The choreography was bad. There was no storyline. It was a weird plot. Like nobody, like there was no chemistry. He's gay, right? Like in real life. Or if not, he read real strong gay. They had no chemistry together. Nobody on set wanted to do it.
Being a hairdresser. Oh. And being like, I think I can sing. And then you come out on stage and you belt it. And all of a sudden Hollywood's like, okay, now you're a dancer in a beach romance. And you're like, but I don't like, dance. I'm not an actor.
I just want to sing. Please, yeah, God. Yeah, 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 I'm just now learning how to be on camera. Just now. Are you serious? And then they throw you into not only a film, a terrible feature-length film that the critics right. destroyed on a daily they basis.
Go, you think, oh, you're a Hollywood woman now. You're married to a gay man.
Ready, go. This is what you signed up for.
All Hollywood women are.
And he might not be gay. I don't want to sit here and call. But he read no. gay, so it was.
We're
it was not.
Gay.
Yeah,
we're gonna go with gay.
Gay. But yeah, I adore her. I think she's so cool. She's what every celebrity should be. Just chill. She never lost like who she is and where she came from. And good God, if I get within any few feet of her, there could be a restraining order.
She's definitely on it. God, I keep forgetting this Claire or Gertie or something from a British show, Empire. I don't know. You probably know. She's the other one on the lineup. And then Kevin's freaking out because Kevin's going to be there. It's not on the website because they can only list three guests.
Right.
And it's us three on there. But on the TV, it says Peyton Manning's going to be there with some guy who's like not the commissioner, something to do with NFL, the
football.
NFL broadcasting. Okay. And Peyton is famous for his college years. He played at Tennessee, and you know, Kevin's obsessed with Tennessee.
I didn't know Kevin was a huge Tennessee
flipping
fan.
Flipping out. Yeah.
Okay.
So it says on the TV that Peyton's going to be there. So he's pumped, but who knows? It might be like a pre-recorded thing with him. But
that's cool
good
though.
Guest list. I have lucked out. Both I had Kevin Bacon last time and Joe Coy. But I was gonna say this I've experienced it a few times, but this is happening now. One of the best feelings about making it in your career is like getting to bring people and give people experiences that, you know,
yeah.
beyond an average
their normal sad lives.
I get to bring my. I flew my little brother up here, and he's coming. Yes, yes.
That's just say what you're trying. Just say it, Catherine. Okay.
No, I mean, I'm just. You know, I'm just saying it's a different day than a day on the farm. You know, it's not another day on the farm. So I get to. My little brother's never been to New York.
Of all the places that he's traveled in the world, he's never been to New York. That's very surprising.
He keeps being like, this is a little bit like Argentina, which he's like, you know, backpacked through Argentina last year. But
yeah,
no, he's never been to New York. So I flew him up. He's going to, I don't think he knows what the Tonight Show is. he definitely doesn't know who Jimmy Fallon is.
this is going to be great.
If it's not a pro skier or a man who solo climbed Mount Everest, he's not sure who he is. But
or someone who chewed their own arm off
yeah.
in an adventure where they got stuck behind a rock. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yes. But I'm excited for him to I don't think he's going to be freaking out because, again, it's like it's not in his wheelhouse to even understand where he will be at 30 Rock or what's happening, but it's special for me.
This is huge. This is great. You're also bringing along another straggler as well.
Who?
A rescue dog. I will try my best not to pee on the carpet while I'm there.
You can.
I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
I don't think I'll get asked back again, so let's just leave our mark.
Let's just leave our mark.
There's no way I fall through the cracks three times. We'll say that.
Hey, it might. You might. I'm so excited. I am also going to be there, so I'm jazzed. I'm also kind of just, I think I'm more excited to like to hang out with your brother, who I've never met either one of your brothers. I've only just heard all the tales.
He's just a sweet, very naive young man. He's so sweet, though. He's very friendly.
I cannot imagine him being naive. He has traveled the world, and yeah, I don't know.
You could walk into a desert, and he could be like, here's the three different terrains, and this is the last time this ground has tasted water. And, you know, and he'll be like, that's a Argentinian speckled gecko, and you could tell he's 3 years old male because of the da-da-da. Like, he could tell you all that, I'd be like, do you know who George Carlin is? And he's like, is that a beetle species? I'm not sure. You know,
like, is that a scientist who discovered this cactus?
Right. So it's keeps me humble. So what are you? But you're doing something tonight, Lace. You're a little bit busy.
I've got my own tonight show. I have two shows tonight, and I am beyond grateful because it's with old Bertie Kreischer, you know, the up and coming comic that, you know, we've talked about on the podcast a few times. You'll know who he is soon if you don't already. He's coming through Atlanta in a very surprising, tiny little run. His wife, as people may know, if they're big fans of his, is from Georgia. And I think this might have something to do with them just trying to connect some shows to maybe some family visits, I'm guessing. I guess I'll find out shortly.
I know he's taping his hour soon. Maybe he's going to run.
Yeah, so that's what his manager, booker, agent, whomever I spoke with was saying, because I was like, why in the ever-loving hell is he coming through and doing the Atlanta punchline for two shows? Because for those of you listening who may not follow stand-up as closely as obviously we do, because we're in it, but he works arenas. Like, when Catherine has been on these arena tours, like, he's in front of, what, 14,000 plus people at a time?
Yeah.
So he's got a new hour coming up that he's recording, and he's just throwing stuff on the books. Like, as they're going wherever they're traveling to, he's throwing more intimate shows on the books so he can actually work out an hour. Because I was thinking about this earlier today. I was talking to another comic about it, actually, and I was like, it makes so much sense, because if you are trying to work out new material, how the hell are you going to work it out in front of thousands of people who are so excited to see you that they will laugh at everything you say? Their shirts are off, they're drunk, they're living up, you know, this is their big night, they want to be out and about. It's not conducive to see if a joke works. So this makes a lot of sense.
I see him, he's always recently he's been at winter in town in LA during the week. He's at popping up at the Improv all the time, getting in a 15 minute. So he's still grinding.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Well, and that's what makes him such a cool dude. So I'm so excited. They reached out to me and to see what my avails were, and I was supposed to be in New York with Catherine right now. I would have been right there, but they wanted my availability, and I said, "Hey, Catherine, I'm going to see you a day late, because I'm going to go hang out with your buddy Bert." Yeah. So it's going to be two.
I'm so excited. He's going to love you.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be a perfect pairing.
Oh, I'm so excited. I know his crowd's going to be good, and I know he has good energy.
The best.
And I'm just excited to, like, do a set and not, I mean, because, good Lord, my last hour that I did, like, at a show, it was so bad. Did I tell?
Why? Oh, I can't. Why? What was it? I can't wait to tell you my road stories. What?
Oh, well Allie knows. I don't know. Did Allie tell you? You just had Allie Edge, former guest of the pod, friend of ours. She was just with you in St. Louis all weekend. She did not tell you about the show that she just featured for me on in Gainesville, Georgia.
Tell me.
Catherine? I'm on stage. So she had gone up. There was a comic before her. She went up. she did some crowd work, so she figured out what was going on in the room. She immediately locates that there's a 12-person party up in the front for an 80-year-old woman's birthday.
Sure.
So, you know, just great for a comedy show. So let's all, you know, bring cake and gifts.
Did they know it was a comedy show?
Uh-huh. That's what they wanted to do, is go to a comedy show. So I was told before I got to the show by everybody who's done it, everybody who's headlined it, were like, Oh, get ready. It's going to be it's the rowdiest crowd. You're going to freaking love it. You're going to have so much fun. I was like, hell yeah. I'm so pumped. I'm like, I'm up there. I'm ready to go. They're like, oh, you know, this is your people. And I was like, nice. Finally. Nope. The average age of the audience was 60 years old. That whole group in the front. So I already knew that because Allie figured it out before I got up there. And I was like, great. That's great. She was being cool. Judy is her 80th birthday. She was cool. She wasn't weird, but it was a weird vibe because everyone in the room knew what was going on up there. I get on stage. There's a DJ on the stage with me.
Oh, and I just kind of look up. Horrible.
But literally.
Why? Never have another person on stage with you, because no matter how your jokes are going, that if that person doesn't react to that joke for whatever reason, even if you think it's funny, you're also watching another person dead face.
Yes.
Even if you want to laugh, you're watching a DJ text his side piece and not laugh because he's not even paying attention.
So it
don't
got,
have another never, lame person on
never
stage
have a person on stage with you. So it gets worse than that. So he's sitting there, and I look over him, because you can't not acknowledge, the three people in front of him, before me, had not acknowledged the DJ on stage, so I try to have a little go back and forth with him. Worst person to try to have a back and forth with.
Oh, God, is that even engaging?
Fell completely flat. He was just like, I don't even know how to describe the awkwardness.
I'm all boops and beeps, babe. My personality comes through at my fingertips and on the turntables. I don't have personality inside me.
So then,
I don't have a sense of humor.
Get ready. One of my first punchlines, he goes, bow, bow,
bow. Nope, no.
I made a joke about it, said something about it, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't do it again for a little bit. Then he did it again. And then he did it again. And then he did it again. He did it on every single punchline through the rest of my whole entire set.
You did an hour?
I did an hour. At one point, because I had two choices. I could be an asshole about it, because I had already like made a comment or two, and he's still doing it. He's not getting that I'm like, that's not funny, or that's
Stop.
Really fucking annoying.
So this I'm not hosting a child's B-day party. Doing a pep rally for middle schoolers.
And in that moment, I was like, okay, this is already not going the way that I want it to go. I have a choice. I can freak out on the DJ that's sitting next to me, or I could be kind of an asshole. And then mommy hit daddy at the dinner table, you know?
Now
we've gotten it all awkward. Now everybody's in a bad mood. Now everybody feels weird. Everybody's going to feel sorry for the DJ after I tell him to please stop. And they're going to go, but I liked it. No, you fucking didn't. Nobody liked it. It was weird. It was awkward. So I had that choice. And then my other choice was leave my body, go into muscle memory, sure. Get this done, sell some t-shirts, get the hell out of Dodge.
Sure.
I chose option two.
Sure.
Die
inside. Die inside. Disassociate.
Disassociate.
Do what you need to do. Don't beat yourself up for whatever happens.
Float out of your body. Watch the show happen from the ceiling. And that's what I did.
Yes.
And it was... For one hour?
Was this a show for hospice and you're just trying to keep the people alive?
Essentially. Well, yeah, I told you what was going on in the room. It was so insane and so egregious. And I was like, what is happening right now? So that was my last time on stage. That was the last weekend or whatever weekend. I've done a couple shows since then. I am so ready for tonight because I'm just so ready for a crowd that's cool and not having a DJ on stage and just being able to do my freaking jokes that I know work and having a good time two times in a row. That's all I'm looking for tonight. And then getting to watch Bert. So excited. And I'm going to crush some beers.
Oh, it's so fun.
I'm going to have a good time.
His crowds are comedy fans, but they're also not pretentious at all. Like, they're right. the best kind of comedy fans, because they're there to have a good time and they want to have a good time, and they're not there to observe comedy with their arms crossed and to see if you check all my boxes.
Make me laugh, clown.
Yes. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, we get it.
I'm jazzed.
They're great. Dude, so jazzed. You're going to have so much fun. I'm so excited. This is going to be your crowd too.
Thanks. I'm fucking ready. I'm ready for a good show. I need it. My bones need it. My body needs it. The only problem is I'm going to, if he's drinking, I'm drinking, and then I'm getting on an 8 a.m. flight. And so
I don't know if he's drinking. Maybe he is. I don't know
if he's
life,
not,
but
then I'm not.
He hasn't been drinking a lot.
If he do, I do. And it's going to be, just accept whatever form I show up in New York in the morning. I'll get a nap on the plane. I've already been upgraded. So, I'm going to have some nap space, and, I will be on my best behavior.
I don't give a shit. It doesn't.
I'll put my eyelashes on. It's gonna be good.
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna go. We're gonna do the taping. Then we're gonna go and celebrate. And I'm not drinking. I might have a little drinky afterwards.
I think
to
you
celebrate.
Should after. You gotta have a little martini, a little espresso martini,
a little
bit
of that. A little. Oh God. Well, that's what happened after the first Fallon, but one turned into 16.
Hey. I sometimes do that.
And then we'll go to a bar and we're gonna watch it, and it's gonna be fun.
Oh, that's right, because it happens and then you get to go watch it.
So cool.
Okay, well, I'm more excited about that than anything else. That's fucking cool. That's really cool.
I'm so excited.
I have been in a restaurant before where I showed up on the TV, and that is a really cool experience, but this so is like, cool. You know it's going to happen. You know you get to like actually see it.
Yeah, and I know it's going to happen. We're going to go to the bartender and be like, hey, can we turn it up? And he's going to be like, no, I'm working. And we'll be like, but I'm actually... This is my dream coming true. I'm on the TV. And he's like, oh, congrats. You should put headphones in. I'm like, yeah, okay. I hate myself too. Yeah. Anyways, can I have an O'Doyle? What is the...
O'Doyle.
O'Doyle.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, sure. That'll be $17. So, dude, I feel like you've been on the road a good bit. I've been on the road. So, okay. Cheaties,
yeah,
by
I
the
was.
Way. I know videos and clips have been lagging. I feel like I've been on an airplane every day. It feels
you
like
truly
for the past
have.
14 days. So they're coming. I might have it's going to slow down for like a week-ish. I'm about to go out with Spade, but those are like slower days. Dude, I've been my body. I've done things these past couple weeks that okay, tell me if this is the most disgusting thing or what you would do. I haven't worked out really at all. Mm-hmm. And, your meals are just, like, eggs and potatoes every effing meal.
Yes.
And then, like, fake peppers and onions and tomatoes from an airport breakfast place. Like, that's every fucking meal.
You're
and I was, like,
literally
dying.
Describing my life. That's what I had yesterday while I was in the airport. I've had to fly to Florida and back yesterday, by the way. What's today? Monday? So Saturday morning, I flew to Florida, did a gig. I was in Florida for less than 20 hours, I think. Yeah, and then flew right back. And I've just been living off of, naps and potatoes and eggs.
I don't want to eat another half-cooked potato square. If I had to eat another half-cooked potato square for the rest of my life.
That's literally my food yesterday.
I could build an African village. Every person in the village, I could build them their own potato igloo with all the potato squares I've eaten.
Yeah.
I mean, my body is potato. My body is fake potato. So I was on the road with Spade, I think, 2 weekends ago. I was just dying for vegetables so bad. And it's not, I mean, this is the funny thing is we eat, like, they like love to eat pot bellies and chilies and Subway. Sometimes every now and then. We ate at a really cool restaurant in San Diego, but usually it's a lot of chilies.
What do you eat at chilies?
Me? Oh, yeah. The chicken fajitas.
Fajitas.
No rice, no beans. No rice, no beans, no cheese, no sour cream.
So just chicken and peppers and onions.
Have you heard of it before? steamed broccoli. Okay, so I was dying. I was dying for vegetables. So I Uber Eats-ed this, like, just spinach salad, avocado, salmon. So excited. Gets the hotel room. So excited. I haven't had vegetables in so long. I mean, it's kind of cute. Little boutique hotel in San Diego. Gets delivered. I walk up to my room. I'm hungry. A little agitated. My wrist knocks the chair. I don't know what happened. The container flies everywhere.
No.
Whole salad flies on the floor. And on the you know that
hotel
room carpet?
No.
Hotel room carpet? The giant rug? Lays.
Did you eat it off the floor?
Everyone has asked me that. No, I'm not a fucking buffoon. I put it back in the container and then I ate it. I just doused it. What would you... Would you have done it?
So there's two things that I would have done. I would have, first thing first, called room service again. Wait, was it room service?
No, dude. It was Uber Eats.
Oh,
it was Uber Eats. How do you say that? Uber Eats did it. I Uber Eats did it.
Uber Eats it? No. Uber Eats it? Uber Eats it?
Uber Eats it. I mean, you have to...
It doesn't matter.
I just... People eat poop, okay? That's what I said. I out loud, I said, people eat poop. People put their own urine in their eyeballs.
So was
because
the
they
salad,
believe it's good for you.
Was it just the salad that was on the floor?
No. It was a mushy avocado. I was grossed. I got queasy afterwards thinking about it. But it was $30 after delivery and tip.
Nope.
Nope. And I couldn't tell if the spices, it was pepper or if it was carpet residue on the salmon.
Oh, God.
But I covered it in
somebody's
salmon
foot
vinegar.
Pepper. Somebody's toe pepper.
And I just
You know
covered
when you
it
wear black socks
it?
And you take them off and there's little balls, little teeny tiny little black balls sometimes between your toes?
Stop! It was...
And there was so it's... There were some people... That was somebody. Those are strangers' foot sock balls.
If it was day two on the road, I wouldn't have done it. If it was day two on the road, I wouldn't have done it. But it was day 14, and I don't give a shit. Dude, a week before that, I remember I was doing shows. These Wisconsin shows that were so fun. I did West Bend. I headlined my first theater. Sold out.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Seats. It was 300 something seats. There's
that's fucking huge though. That's great. Where was it?
In West Bend, Wisconsin, obviously the mecca of entertainment. It was so fun. These sweet gentlemen were running the club, and I remember they had this guy for taking pictures, and I was the only woman on the show, and you could tell they're being so nice. So we're getting out
as is the law. That is the
right
law,
as
though,
is the law. It is. Yeah. I remember. I'm like, I go potty right before I go on stage, and I'm like, shh. I mean, I started my period. You know what I'm saying? I started my period.
Yeah.
And light denim. I have a light denim jumpsuit on. And I'm like scrounging. I can't find, there's no tamp. There's a closet full of trash can liners, but no women trash can liners, if you know what I'm saying. No tampons. That's funny. That's really funny
right
what I just said. Dude, I can't. No the photographer and then the photographer comes back and he just sees. I look so sketchy. I look like I'm trying to steal something. He's like, "What's going?" I'm like, "I need a tampon. I'm about to go on. I can't." If this was a black jumpsuit, I would free bleed all day long. I'm sure every black pair of pants I have. If you whitewash them, you'd see a giant red puddle. But it's 100%. Like denim. You can't hide that. Mm-mm. And he's like, and then I just turn around and he's gone. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that obviously freaked him out. And then he comes back and he's like, I told Judd, who's like the guy running the store. He's like, he said he's on it. Like, this is a guy that like the whole time was like, Catherine, anything you need, I got you. And he was like sprung into action. And like right
he's been waiting
stage,
for this moment.
Yeah,
his
right,
whole life.
Yeah. He's like, this is his first female headliner. He's like, I knew this day would come. Right
he goes to the safe.
Like,
he puts in the code.
I mean, I'm about to walk on stage. He's like, I got you, Catherine. And he whoops out, when I tell you, an elderly woman-sized tampon diaper.
Oh, sure.
It was I wish I could show you a picture. I took a picture of him, but he was too embarrassed. He was like, he wouldn't let me post it. even if I flip the tampon, like if I put the sticky side in my lips,
Wait, are you talking about a pad? A pad, not a tampon. A pad.
Yeah, sorry. I meant a pad, not a tampon. The biggest pad. These were
like a poise pad. Like for older women who can't control their bladders, who have to wear it at night. So it needs to go from belly button.
Yeah.
It's got to go from belly button to mid back.
Right. I also wanted to be like, whom's did you get this from? Because they shouldn't be lurking any longer. They clearly.
It was body, the last time they had a female headliner in the 80s.
Yeah. Their bodies aren't able. Their bodies are shutting down if they're using this.
Hey, well, you know
they're losing a lot of blood and they're anemic if they're using this.
That's well, you know nothing's getting out of that. That's the good news.
No. Yeah. Dude, this is TMI, but I put the sticky side. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you put the sticky side towards your vag?
My lips.
Why'd you do that?
And I rocked it. Because I didn't want it. I was on stage for an hour, and you know how much I move. Could you imagine if that thing like shimmied its way up, and then I had a giant, like, oval figure eight just fucking imprint on my back as I was doing an act out.
But Catherine, the sticky side up is covered in sticky the residue, so it. So if you bled on it, it's going to roll off the sides. It's not going to capture the blood. It's completely pointless.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
is. Oh, my God. What was happening inside the jumpsuit when you were done with your hour? I must know.
Well, luckily, I do so many act outs that the sticky residue really wore off by the end. It was no match. It was no match for my physical comedy.
And that's a new... Always pads commercial.
If I ever taught a comedy class, I'd be like, I want you so physical that elderly diaper sticky side is falling off your lips by the end. If that pad is still stuck to your lips by the end of your act out, get out there and do it again.
For the listeners who might be a man, that is not how any of this works. Also, this is just a good reminder to all of us that own uteri that we need to always have tampons. I have been in this situation. So I am an adult grown-ass woman who has had a period for more than half of my life and still find myself ill-prepared in so many situations like this. We're literally about to go on stage and we should know better. We know better than this. The clubs are... ran mostly by men.
It's all
going to be dudes on the lineup. It's so hard. We should always have tampons on us. Always. Always.
Dude, clubs have fentanyl strips in the bathroom. To test your cocaine with. Before
tampons. 1,000%. 1,000%. So here's what they should do. We should make tampons that also act as fentanyl testers.
Fentanyl strip. Yeah. For cocaine. Mm-hmm. And for the crazy girl you're about to hook up with after the
show. That's right. That's how you need to know. Yeah. That's how you know. And then good news is you've already dipped your tampon in a little cocaine to test it.
Yeah.
It shows you, maybe it could do several things. It could tell you if you're pregnant or not. You know, because inevitably you're going to pee on it. You know, if you pee on the string, you will. You're always going to. The string turns, you know.
What if you sneeze, you know?
Blue or pink. Yeah, exactly. Blue or pink. And then you take a look down. You're like, oh, cool. Not pregnant. Good news. And then also you test your coke with it first. And then you put it in. You get a little high.
You get a little zing down there.
A little.
You get a little. Woo! A little pep in your step.
A little pep in your step.
Yeah. Little earthquake to your Netherlands.
Yeah, little earthquake in the valley. Little quake in the valley. Little shimmy to your hemi, you know?
Yes.
Your hemi motor.
That's good.
So, yeah, I think this is what we should definitely invent, and that's going to go on our list of businesses. Producer Jessica, as you're listening, write that down and remind us that that this is on our list of businesses that we're going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tampon emergency turned into insane pad. Party What else happened?
How was St. Louis? I don't know. St. Louis was, I love it. Oh, I got to do radio with Nikki Glaser. She is so
sweet.
I
saw that. I have been meaning to ask you. Is she not the nicest person you've ever met in your life?
She's so damn nice. She's like, she also got me on radio. She, I think, was at the club and sent me a picture of my poster at the club. She goes, hey, I'm in town this weekend. Let's hang out. And then dude, got me on radio and helped. And that radio show helped sell so many tickets. Like,
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and she's the most entertaining human being. You put she's a microphone so in her in front of her, and she'll nonstop. Like, she's so just
she turns on.
She's so entertaining, and it's, with her yes. stories. Like, anything she could make sitting in the living room with her parents watching the Wheel of Fortune hilarious.
Well, and she does so, all the time. Yeah,
yeah,
she's great. She's great. The one time I got to work with her for a weekend, she was so kind. And then the couple of times I've like actually, you know, reached out through text because she said do it, and some people say do it and then they don't mean it. But she's one of the people who means it and has been, she's so quick to respond. She's so fucking nice.
Yeah, man.
She'll
like
remember you years later. Like,
what is up with cool. it? Why is she so nice?
She's so nice.
Why will
and
she
hot.
Do things?
Hot
Why
and
is
nice.
She so hot?
So
Why?
Hot, so nice. So open, I do. Too. Like, I love it. I love listening to her on
I remember,
podcasts.
Oh, dude, I remember. So Allie came with me to radio. She like hung out in the room. And yeah. I remember telling Nick, she was like, she's so sweet when she like talks you up. And she was talking me up on the radio. And I was like, you know, because she had DM'd me. She responded to something. And I was telling her how embarrassed I was because I was like, then the DM's open, right? And if you scroll up, I had sent her a DM from like 4 years ago, like being like, aww. Hey, Nikki, you know, it just bombed really bad. What was that meditation book you recommended? It's just the saddest DM. And she was like, sorry, I didn't see this in time. I think it was this, and then sent me the message she was going to send me. It was so sweet. And it's because she's that kind of person, though, where she's so nice that, and she does respond to DMs that you feel okay with DMing her. And then Allie goes, dude, we left the radio. And she goes, dude, Nikki DM'd me and goes, hey, it was so great to meet you too. I'm following you now. And she goes, then I scroll up and it's like, Allie had sent like the same message 2 years before.
That's funny.
I don't respond. Do you respond? I don't. I mean, I respond to some DMs that are really sweet, but like, I don't. I get anxiety like giving my. She gives herself out so much to people.
Yeah.
And I'm not anywhere near her level. And sometimes I love DMing people and talking to people, but. You know, sometimes it's like one or two, it's good. And then, but some people are like, well, now we're close family. And
that's
they
the
just,
tough part because you want to be, because you do want to be a nice, normal human being and you want to answer stuff and you want to be like, hey, I'm a real person and that's okay. But then we have been burnt too many times. I don't have obviously anywhere near the amount of followers you have. So I don't have to really deal with that on that level. But when I do get them, I've been burnt before by, you say yes, you say, or you respond, you like
yes.
the thing, you respond, and then either they're super cool and they don't bug you again for another few months or year or whatever, or they immediately start nonstop messaging you for every single thing, and then they respond to every single thing you post and think that you're their individual, like...
Well, it's the trauma dumping. It's
yeah.
their trauma dumping.
And at some point, like, y'all, if you're talking to somebody online who you're not physically close friends with in real life, just know that you are not the only one messaging them. You can't take offense to, like, someone with a lot of followers not writing you back because you're not the only one doing that. We're getting that constantly. And, you know, it sounds like an asshole thing, but
I
don't have time to get
back
to people
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I meant all that she does it.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
I get texts from people that I know and love and have hung out with in person a million times. And then I look back and I go, oh, fuck, I didn't respond to their last three texts to me.
Yeah, every day. Every day of my life,
Every day of my life.
You accept that if you want to be in
yeah.
a relationship with me in any
yeah,
capacity.
Same. Yeah, but then strangers and DMs, it's tough.
I like when I see her do it, I'm like, oh, I want to do that. I want to be more like that. And then, and so most people are so nice, but sometimes you get the the clinger. Oh, all of a sudden, you're like, okay, I'm going to do, every seventh one now.
And then it makes you not want to respond. And then you hold back a little the next few times you get, messages. And you're not trying to be an asshole. You're just burnt from the other ones. But, yeah.
She's a different beast. She's so cool. The Sailor shows were so fun. Allie Edge, she was a great addition to hang out with. She killed Lovely. It on the shows too. She was crushing. Hell yeah. So I think I'm ready for my hour. I'm
you're
pretty
ready.
Confident in it. Yeah.
Oh, ready. You're ready.
It's time to just have fun and do it now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so fun.
Yeah. You got anything else? Should we promote our dates?
Two things. Yes, let's promote our dates. But two things before we get to that. One is I got bad news.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
My Vegas show that I was a host of last year, back and forth, earning me all those good, juicy airline miles, performing out there. We just got news yesterday that the show has been officially canceled. So no more America's Got Talent presents Superstars live at the Luxor in Vegas. It is no more as of May. So that is a massive bummer because I was supposed to be out there for like 3 months at the end of the year. So I'm dealing with that. That's a big emotional roller coaster for me right now. It also sucks because like I hadn't booked out those dates because I was expecting to be out there.
Yeah.
So now I've got to be scrambling. Yeah, it's not just money. It's also just like, fuck, now it's messed up other opportunities. But so I'll be scrambling to get dates. So anybody listening, y'all book anybody anywhere, let me know. I need stuff for the whole end of the year. It sucks. It really sucks.
I'm so sorry.
I'll just say that. I'll probably deal with it and then be able to talk about it more.
You're surprisingly dealing with it very well right now. Do you feel like you're in shock?
Yeah, it's early. Okay. It's early. So I think I'll process it and then I'll come back with more things to say once it all makes sense to me. But man, it's a bummer. But the other thing I wanted to bring up before we get to our dates is I didn't think that you could become more of a scary monster than you already were.
Oh yeah.
And then you went and got always. Extensions in your hair.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I haven't even talked about it. Dude.
How's it been with the hair?
I'm so hot now. I don't think I need, I don't even need to have opinions anymore. I don't need to read books to offer, to have substance in the conversations anymore. I don't need to have opinions anymore. I just realize, like, I'm so hot. Like, it's crazy. And
I think, like, 3 episodes ago, you were talking about wanting to learn about, like, wars and things so that you could have conversations with men
What's
in green rooms.
What's
and
a war?
I said, no, we don't need to do that. And you were like, no, there's people bring up history and wars and I don't know anything. And now with hair, do you see now why you don't need to know anything about
I just
anything?
Like with this hair, I've realized war is so choogy. And I'm just like, I just don't understand why we don't just knock it off. Do you know what I mean?
Just
like,
stop
I just
it.
Feel like, yeah, yeah, I just feel like, yeah, if you could just send an apology gif, everything is fine. And I mean, the clips will be better during the podcast. I'll have nothing good to say anymore, but it won't matter because I'll just flip my hair and it'll be fine. I've realized like how much easier life is with long blonde curly hair. It's so easy. People just give you stuff. I haven't stood in a line since I've got these hair extensions. I haven't paid for a meal yet.
Yeah.
And I ran my Fallon set last night at the Skull and there was a drunk girl calling out and I absolutely lost my ever loving shit on her. And I don't know if I should say everything I said to her on the podcast.
No, let's just say she deserved it. And you let her have it. It will go on in legend. It's very similar to when I used to wait tables and I got really mad at that table of girls who didn't tip me with pennies. And then I collected all the pennies and I ran out to the parking lot and threw them at their car. That is, this is a very similar situation of what happened with you, but a verbal, of the verbal,
a verbal assault of, verbal, of how worthy I thought her life was. And it wasn't on the high scale.
And hey, I let her, you've got hair, so.
I've got hair. So I think it gives me the audacity to let him have it.
It truly does. It gives you the audacity. When people wonder where does she get the audacity? Just know that it was sewn in. It was sewn in by, let's give a shout out, by Kaya Dickens at Wonderlust Salon in Atlanta, Georgia. She's is incredible. She also made my very first set of extensions that I now own, but I'm not cool with having them permanently because I just know I'll fuck them up. So I just wanted two wefts. That's what they're called, wefts. And so I bought two wefts.
I keep on in my weaves.
Yeah, wefts. So she made me two wefts, and she sewed them all together, dyed them, cut them. They fit my hair, and I just, like, I pull my hair up, and I probably going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to bring them with me, and I'll do it tomorrow.
Yes, you have to.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Must have hair tomorrow in New York. So I just tease a little area underneath my crown of my head, clip them in, and holy shit, they look like my hair. It's they look so and yours looks so freaking good. Like, she's a genius, y'all.
I look like a 12-year-old mermaid.
Oh,
I'm a 12-year-old mermaid now.
Truly, though.
But when I don't look like myself, but it doesn't matter.
I feel like a star, like, when mine are in. I feel the same way. I suddenly have audacity. I suddenly am so dumb. I love it so much.
If you're looking to have effortless audacity, get buy someone else's hair.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you to whoever sacrificed their hair for me to be a shittier person. Thank you so much. Yeah. So,
okay, guys.
Wonderlust. This is Wonderlust Salon, Atlanta.
Kaya Dickens. Okay, can we do our shout out dates really fast? The very end.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have to get people in butts. Are people in butts?
People?
Butts in butts and seats? It doesn't matter.
You don't have to be smart anymore.
Sorry, that was my hair talking.
Oh, you're so stupid. Okay. Oh, well, I have, we'll talk about it on a follow-up episode, because I'll be able to talk about what days my the game show is going to air that I'm about to record. So on March 14th, I'm recording three episodes of 25 Words or Less. It's a game show hosted by Meredith Vieira. I am one of the celebrity guests. I hope they don't find out I'm not a celebrity. So I'm very excited about doing that. I'll be able to announce those dates soon, and they said they'll probably get me on more after that, after I do the three. So that's exciting. And then I'm in Atlanta, y'all. I'm in Marietta, actually, this Friday night, the 15th. No, this comes out tomorrow. Oh, good. Okay, so y'all, if you're listening to this, Marietta, Glover Park Brewery, gorgeous venue. I'm very excited to be headlining that Friday night. Saturday night, I am headlining. It's some cool event in Decatur. Oops, pulled it up. I think it's private. Sorry, didn't mean to list that. Then you can catch me down in Saranby, if anybody is fancy enough to go to Saranby, on March 22nd. Headlining that event as well. It's comedy. It's open to the public. You buy tickets. It's going to be fantastic. And then I will be with Catherine in Houston, Texas at Riot Comedy Club on March 29th as she records her special. Are we still looking for a horse to put on stage?
I found one on Facebook Marketplace, but it is astronomically expensive. But I do think the world's going to end soon and I should just do it.
So just do it. Okay, so either you have to come to that show.
Almost the price of my extensions.
Okay, whew, that's tough because I know how much those are. So come to that show because she's either going to go broke buying a horse or a fake horse, or I am going to be in a horse costume standing on stage the entire time eating hay behind her. So it's going to be one or the other. But come to those. And then all of our dates, lacelarabee.com, catherineblanford.com. But Catherine, shout out those dates right now because you need people to come see you run your hour.
Yes. Okay. Most importantly, if you're in the Houston area, I am taping one day, two shows. It's Good Friday. As the Lord has been laid to rest, my jokes, this is the last time I'll do these jokes. I will be laying them to rest. Again, Riot Comedy Club in Houston, March 29th. You can go to my website, CatherineBlanford.com, for tickets. And then before that, I'm going to be popping into Austin with Spades, so I went ahead and picked up a headlining gig at Cap City Comedy Club Sunday, March 24th. I'll run my hour there, and then I'm stopping by Atlanta to get my hair tip-topped off, maybe get a spray tan. So I'm going to run my hour there that Tuesday and Wednesday, March 26th and 27th at Laughing Skull Lounge. Go to KatherineBlanford.com for tickets there. And then after that, I'm going around the Carolinas in April. You're with me, Lace. We're doing a show in LA for Netflix is a Joke Fest.
Oh, shit.
At the Hollywood Improv. Oh, wait, shit. You're right. Sorry, that's May. April, May. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm in Denver and Fort Collins, Colorado. I have some other dates. Oh, I just added Fort Wayne, Indiana in April. So, or I think there's a lot of other stuff. I'm forgetting. Go to KatherineBlanford.com for tickets.
Nice. Hell yeah, girl. Tattoo. All right. So many good things coming up, y'all. I, too, am looking to – I'm putting it out in the universe, right now. I, too, am going to be recording another hour at the end of the year.
Yay.
Whether it happens or not, yeah. Putting it out there, talking about it. That's the game plan. And so, yeah, come out, watch us live. It's going to be a good time. And I think that's it.
Beaut.
If you love the podcast, go leave us a review if you get a chance. That's a real cool thing you can do. It is Women's History Month, so support a women-ran podcast and tell your friends about us and all that good jazz. And watch Jimmy Fallon tonight, Tuesday. March. Oh, yeah. It'll be tonight when this comes out. So tonight, March 12th, you got to watch The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
And dude, if you miss it, I love my outfit. I'm obsessed with my outfit. I'm so excited. If anything else, watch it for the fit. Yes, I went and got pants. They didn't have the vegan leather pants, but it's fine. You don't want the outfit to be too much.
Sure. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want it. If you were a guest, show out on the fit. But sure. I do feel like if you're doing a set,
you want them looking.
You want a little bit. Yeah. You don't want the outfit to be like too alarmingly distracting. Unless you're Joan Rivers.
Your hair is already going to be so distracting.
And that's a good point. I mostly do it, you're not even going to see the pants because you're going to look at my perfect hair.
That's it. Exactly. All right, y'all. It's going to be very fun. It's going to be a great night. Y'all better catch it. And if you do miss it there, you can always catch it on Peacock later or on Instagram. The Fallon, the Tonight Show Instagram is really good about showing all the clips the next day. And you can always find them there. Okay. I do not work for NBC. This has nothing to do with me. I'm just very excited. I want everybody to go watch it. Okay. Thank you all so much for listening. We love each and every one of you.
Love you, Toodles. Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Cheaties Podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen.
And if you've been cheated on or you have cheated, you've got a cheating story that we want to hear. Leave us a teaser voicemail at 888-STABBY-8. That's 888-782-2298. And hey, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Cheaties Podcast.
Follow me, Lace Larrabee, at Lace Larrabee.
And follow me, Katherine Blanford, at It's Katherine Blanford. Stay stabby.
Go to your ready-made horse. That's all you're good for.